Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, uniforms dropping tomorrow. John Lopez thinks that there might be some ground to cover when it comes to this. Cal McNair, Hannah McNair, they're going to be here 23 hours and 59 minutes from now. They will be right here in studio. You will hear them right here as soon as the uniforms do drop.
Look at this slime ball.
Yes, nice to see you too, sir.
Might be talking about me there.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Because you think they might have some ground to make up. I'm intrigued to hear this.
Yeah, because we've heard last week, Doug Vosick, who's, you know, obviously he's been on the afternoon guy with the afternoon guys and Texans radio, talking about the whole process and how much work goes into it and all these other things. And we're going to hear from that in just a second. But he says, like, leaks happen. Well, yes, and that's something that you should have known, and you try to mitigate that, maybe limit the number of people who were in on this process. Because of the leaks, because of the bad models, the H-Town helmet drop that was revealed without really a lot of context, there's already a kind of an opinion that's already developing. That's going to be hard to reel that back in overall.
Now, like the people who wanted the blue?
Well, yeah. Well, the people who are already saying, I hate it, I love it, whatever. I think
that's going to happen, though. Is that bad? I feel like that's good.
You want 50-50. You want the discussion.
You can take 70-30.
See, 70-30
is where it starts to get a little... As long as you can ball out, though. But as long as you can ball out.
Okay, the good news is this. They're going to sell merch. And that's all that this was all really about anyway. Changing the look was almost secondary to can we really sell a lot of merchandise. They're going to sell a lot of merchandise one way or the other. So that's the good news. But for Doug, you know, he's kind of working uphill here because of the leaks and a lot of bad sentiment, a lot of snarky comments from us included, et cetera. And people saying, well, maybe they'll grow on you. He's already kind of fighting an uphill battle before this thing even drops.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, if you'd have just limited it as best you can, well, leaks are going to happen. Well, they don't really happen that often if you don't have more, if you have fewer people involved, you know? Again, this is very self-serving, but we said it, we talked about it, I talked about it the day that we were there. It's going to leak. There are going to be leaks. You had to know that. So in order, you had to try to limit that, and now they're kind of up against it. It's going to be a tough hill to climb, but they're going to sell merch.
What do you mean? Like, how tough? Like, define tough. They're going to sell merch. They're going to have a good team that they're very proud of.
Yeah.
They're going to have new uniforms. There's never going to be a unified opinion. I don't think it's the word. I don't think anything is. And as much as we've had fun with the process and everything like that, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not like they got organizational flaws.
No,
like,
no,
the,
no.
Like, the leaks haven't been, they haven't been, you know, from people in the organization. It's not like the bad days of the past.
Yeah, I'm talking about just the uniforms themselves. Like, the ultimate goal is to win a lot of games and sell a lot of merchandise. They're going to do that. They're going to win a lot of games, and they're going to sell a lot of merchandise. So they're happy there. All I'm saying to me, if you're talking specifically about the uniforms and how they're received, he didn't do the best job he could have. I'm just going to put it right out there. It was his job. It was his job to do the best possible in terms of just the uniforms.
He being?
Doug Vosick. The good news is they're going to win a lot of games, and they're going to sell a lot of merchandise, so he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But the way it was handled, the way it was done, kind of the nonchalant, there's going to be leaks, and, you know, trying to appease everybody. Oh, we have a fan council. Who cares? Oh, we have the media involved. We weren't allowed to say anything anyway. Why'd you show us? Like, I'm glad you did. Selfishly, I'm glad you did. Like, it was cool. Your curiosity, all that stuff. But why the hell did you show us if we were signing NDAs? What can we do? What can we do for you? Oh, really pump them up. What if I don't want to? There's not a whole lot I can say about that. Like, they said, we went in. No, I'm being completely
honest.
No,
I know you're being serious.
Like, we went in there, and they said, you can't say anything. Give me your wallet. Give me your phone. Or what they just say, wallet. Give me your phone. Sign this NDA.
I've been a heavy set of hands between Sean and Lopez.
No, sign this NDA. Pump them up. Be sure to pump up that we're going to announce on April 23rd. How? What could we have said? Hey, they're really awesome. Well, why do you say they're awesome? Oh, I don't know. I'm serious. Like that's where he messed up. Just keep it in-house. Keep it a close, tight circle like they did in Denver, like they did
Denver
in Detroit.
Denver had leaks too, though.
No, but that was the Antonio Brown, whoever, yeah. Whatever. You know. But like there wasn't stuff like this model.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the FedEx dude, you know, and all this other stuff. Look, I appreciate being involved. I appreciate the invite. But in terms of the uniforms themselves, all they wanted us to do was pump them up.
Yeah.
Well, we'd be insincere.
The thing that I've noticed about the uniforms, just me personally, and it seems like people that were the most excited about it are even kind of worn out by it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of seems like it was a lot of hype, but people kind of seem almost like the ones that were like 100% in on it. Yeah. Messaging me, hey, tell me something. It's just like, man, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
They following every single clue. Oh, look at Hannah's dress. Oh, look at Tank's gloves and all that. They seem kind of worn out by it now. Yeah. And that's when it tells you that perhaps it went pretty far. It's not for lack of effort. Mm-hmm. But yeah, here was, I think Doug was on Texans All Access last week. I don't know if he was talking about me. I did have a leaked model customized t-shirt and whatnot. So, I mean, maybe me.
It was you.
Not sure.
Maybe it was me.
But here was Doug Vosick on Texans All Access talking about the leak that Lopez just mentioned.
Can I give a little background on,
sure,
on
please
the leak?
Do.
So, you know, I think our friends on various media outlets had a little fun with the leak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how the model looked and, you know, the bad photo and all those kinds of things. And, you know, part is like, shame on us. We had so many security measures. We took everyone's phones. We put them in Ziploc bags. Like,
right.
Someone must have snuck someone in somewhere, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it does happen. But what a lot of, you know, people don't realize, or maybe didn't give us a little grace on, is that during those days, those are our shoot days. It's when the players come in,
right,
see the uniforms the first time, and you get, you know, 6 to 7 of the guys to come in and spend 8 hours with you over 2 days shooting. Before the shoot, though, there's hours of work, meaning there's, you know, stand-in models so you can get the lighting right and get the get the smoke right when you see the one video,
yeah,
right? There's stand-in models when you want to do just like employee previews, right? And things like that. So yes, the leaked photo was a stand-in model, but in no way like the, ooh, check out the uniform guy, right? So, you know, we didn't get so much grace on that one, but I get it. Everyone had to have some fun. But yeah, it's a stand-in model to get stuff ready. Yeah, leave it at that.
That's not true. I'll just say it. That's not true, Doug. Feel free to call in, because that dude, that number 24, you said he was not the guy that said, check out our new uniforms. He was. He was the guy that they carted out in front of us. He was one of them and said, check out our new uniforms. He may have also been a stand-in for lighting purposes, but when you were showing the fan council and media the new uniforms, that guy was one of them. Right?
Right.
That's not true what he said. It's just not true. Maybe he misspoke. I'm telling you right now, it's not true.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think anyone thought it was their top production, look, though. Like the leak, it was funny because it was minimal because that was the.
But this was the reveal. This was the reveal to us.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah,
that guy was the reveal to us.
Yeah,
they had the dummies and they carted out all these people. That was one of the dudes. So what he said there is just not true. I mean, look, he can call me out on it. There were several people there who can back me up on this. That's not true. That's one of the guys that you said in front of us. In fact, you said,
yeah.
In fact, we were told, go up to the models.
I don't think anyone thought they were going to drop that picture to release the uniforms.
Right. No, no. Like that's true.
No. Yeah. And I don't think anyone like even insinuated that, right?
Yeah.
I think it was funny that it was that guy. That was the funny thing about it, that guy was ever even in the uniform for me. That was funny. But I think there was some humor in it. It's not like the end all be all. It's not like they leaked their playbook or something like that.
No. And the good news for Doug is I'm just being clear on what happened here. I'm not picking on him. I don't have anything with Doug or one way or the other. All I'm saying is, for clarity purposes, that's not true. The second thing is he's fine. Doug's fine. His goal ultimately was to help sell a lot of merchandise and get people talking about the uniforms. That was a success. But the way he did it was frankly not. Wasn't.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Cal McNair, Hannah McNair right here in this studio. And the merchandise is going to be really, really excited. It's going to be really, really cool to see, no doubt. I'm excited to get the reaction. I anticipate there being some strong takes, but hey, strong takes about something as trivial as uniforms, not a bad thing, especially when you got a squad that you enjoy watching. We'll say that.
Yeah. And I think when the uniforms come out tomorrow, 10 a.m., by the way.
Yep, 10.
Followed by Cal and Hannah right here in studio. When they come out, there's going to be a lot that a lot of people like. And there's going to be one story that's going to be overarching all the others. And it's going to be, frankly, Amy Adams drunk. That's about the extent of bending on the NDA I can do.
So you're going to go in on Amy Adams drunk tomorrow.
I have a hunch a lot of people are.
The stanky one?
Yeah, I have a hunch a lot of people are. And to be fair to Doug, let's be fair to him. As much as I said what he said right there is not true, his hands were kind of tied because of that. Now, in terms of the process of releasing the uniforms and unveiling them, I don't agree.
But if you're putting it into the atmosphere, I don't know that your hands are that tied.
Yeah, it was thrown out there.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of gear and stuff. So I don't know that your hands were that tied.
Yeah,
as much as it was kind of put out there, you know.
No, that's true.
But that is, I mean, I do agree with you. Look, it's uniforms, man.
Yeah,
I mean, albums get leaked, shoes get leaked. It's uniforms, man.
Yeah,
uniforms get leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Those models are legends. I don't care what he says. That ain't never dying. 24 will forever have a special place in my heart.
Like that dude, that same picture. We were talking, not just us, everybody was talking about who was there. Like, yeah, we saw that dude. We saw that dude last night or whenever it was. You know, yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. John Lopez with the hurt nose.
Man.
He's playing hurt.
I'm playing hurt, but it was well worth it.
You need ice up, son.
I'm good. It was fantastic. I did fantastic.
Text line Ocho says, I can't wait till tomorrow so Uniform Gate can finally be over. The 832 says, the only reason it's a big deal is they made it a big deal. Mm-hmm. They should have just downplayed it the whole reveal time. Like you say, Lopez, under promise and over deliver.
Yeah, they over promised. Yeah. A lot of people are excited about the colors more than the leak, and that includes the colors we're familiar with, not any new H-Town blue colors.
Which ones?
What the non H-Town blue colors are,
ones
are
from the road,
like, yeah, road,
the road
and home
uniforms,
yeah, and home, yeah,
those colors,
yeah, those colors,
okay,
mm-hmm.
All right, the 713. Honestly, really, they started this process when we were trash,
mm-hmm.
trying to give us something, I guess, to distract us. We're good now. Personally, I don't care how they roll them out, and that's fair.
No, that's fair.
But I will say this though, and this would be my question because I agree with that. If they still were trash, don't you think there would be a little bit more criticism of the way in which this has gone?
If the majority
like
of people...
If this team was in the state that they were in 2020, mm-hmm. 2021, and 2022, and this process had gone out, don't you think there would be a little bit more criticism?
Absolutely.
I think the fact that they're good kind of decreases it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, look what they did. Now they're screwing up the uniforms. They can't even reveal uniforms right. I'm sure Jack Easterby had something to do with it.
We'd be blaming Jack.
We'd be blaming Jack.
What the hell is Jack doing?
What is that, a friend of his?
This is Jack Easterby.
Number 24, a friend of Jack.
What is going on here? What is that, a former Patriot ball boy?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell is going on here? Someone's asking if they can have your passes for the release party.
I didn't put in. Yeah, I mean, I would if I could. But I knew everything was going to be, you know, end up being revealed or we were going to have Cal and Hannah in studio and all that. It is a little weird that they're actually dropping the uniforms at 10.
Nah, they need to because you do it on the website. You don't do it with like mm-hmm. hey, watch our release party.
You can control that a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah.
And then you have, I'm assuming that they're going to have boxes upon boxes upon boxes of merchandise to sell, right?
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be flying like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So I would assume that's how it goes down.
Yeah. No, I think that's what's going to happen. And I think ultimately, everybody's going to be happy ultimately. You know, they're going to have the uniforms. They're going to be a good team. They're going to sell a lot of merchandise. My favorite part of this whole uniform thing, and people will find this out, is the merchandise jerseys that you'll never see on a field and gear. Like, you can have an H-Town
oh, yeah.
blue shirt.
Oh, yeah. The merch is going to be crazy.
That's going to be better than anything.
Merch is going to be crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
They're not going to have hoodies already, though, right?
They're going to have everything. Everything. They better. I mean, people are going to want that stuff right
boxes
away.
Boxes on boxes.
Figgy, wouldn't
on
you
boxes.
Want to just, like, walk in, get what you want?
Yeah.
You got
especially
to.
If it's, like, an exclusive party.
Yeah, you got to. They're going to have everything. Hats, hoodies, shirts, jerseys. Personalize? You're going to be able to personalize right away?
I don't know about that. Is that true? I heard they're doing tattoos or something, and Tyler was going to get to the front of the line.
Really?
You think Tyler was going to get another tattoo. Is that right? They have a tattoo artist there or something?
Like a real tattoo? I wasn't sure if it was like real or...
I don't know.
Yeah,
Tyler,
I wasn't sure.
Tyler, I think he sent me a message saying that he perhaps might be getting another tattoo tomorrow.
I got to ask Tyler a question.
Okay. What's that?
How good at golf is he, really?
Not good.
Who's the best golfer here?
The best golfer here?
I got a space that opened up for this Father's Day scramble that I'm in. I want a good golfer. Because we're all average.
Nobody.
I need a ringer.
Nobody here is good.
713-572-4610. Are you a golf ringer?
Bajani seems like he might be good at golf.
He might be good.
I could see that. Or he could be really bad. I don't know. But I could see.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like, I do this thing every year. It's a Father's Day kind of scramble.
Yeah.
And we're all like, okay. You know, decent, bad, and good occasionally. I need a ringer for our team.
Yeah, no doubt. See how it goes.
Your game is past you, right?
Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. Coming up next, fanhood. Fanhood, fanhood, fanhood. There's a lot of passionate fans this week. John Lopez wants to pay respects to perhaps one of the best there ever was. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.